Rusty Quill presents.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, faithful listeners. It's me, Pippin, again. I've actually done this one a couple of times already, where I've sat down and attempted to summarize the show wholesale. I've done it once where I scripted something and once where I did it ad lib, and neither of them were really working, I didn't think. So I thought instead I'd go for a completely different approach. So what I'm going to do is summarize the events of the show from the perspective of characters that are not Sam. And this is all like just for fun, so you shouldn't take this as canon information or anything. But yes, this is a summary of Spirit Box Radio several ways from the perspective of several different characters. And we'll start with Kitty's perspective. So from Kitty's perspective, she's been off investigating this house, and she sends an email to be like, yo, this is what's been happening at the house. And she then hears the email being read out on the radio, not by Madame Marie, but by her little brother, Sam. And she's like, huh, this sounds pretty bad. And that's how she ends up learning that Madame Marie is missing. And she's not too stressed about it at first. So she carries on investigating the house. But she does eventually come back to see if Sam's okay. And she and Anna bear witness to some pretty weird stuff that's been going on. But Kitty's pretty unfazed by it. I think pretty early on, Kitty is like, yeah, I'm not going to think too hard about what her Madame Marie is, because ultimately I don't really want the details. It's easier if I just don't know the facts of the matter. So that's what's been going on from her perspective until about episode 10. And then she goes back to visit the house again to see if there's anything more that she can learn, because this is the last thing that Madame Marie has asked her to do. So when she's back there, she's taking notes. And for the first time ever, the house lets her in. And she wanders around inside of it a bit. She speaks to Sam on the phone, and Sam sort of orders her to get out of the house. So for some reason she does, and she's not really sure why she does it, but she does. She leaves, and that's cool. So off she goes back to their house where they live, where Spirit Box Radio is recorded. And Kitty actually lives in this shed in the garden, which is not just an ordinary shed. It's like a nice little outhouse building. It's got like heating and lights and plumbing and a little kitchenette thing in there, so it's like a whole little studio space. It's not a literal shed, but she calls it her shed, and everyone calls it her shed. So she goes back, and then she hears all of this commotion. She goes to see what's happening, and not only is Sam down in the studio, but Anna is down there with him, which is odd because Kitty doesn't really see that much of Anna these days. They have a lot of differences going on. And there's Sam, and Sam is being extremely weird, and they hear the trapdoor knocking at the... They hear some knocking on the trapdoor that's underneath Sam that nobody knew was there, and they find Madame Marie's office, and it's not, like... It's Madame Marie's office from the old house, and it's full of all of this, these dusty library books, and there's Madame Marie dead, and then she sees this writing on the floor, and it says, Samael Enfield, heir apparent, on the floor. And then... Sam starts reading it, and she and Anna are having this argument in the corner. Anna is like clearly on the verge of completely freaking out, which is totally understandable of Anna. And Kitty's just trying to deal with that because Sam seems pretty okay, all things considered. But Sam then goes really, really weird, and all of the lights blow in the room. They're plunged into complete darkness, and there's all of this weird sound like wind blowing, and there's a huge flash of light, and... Yes, that's Kitty's perspective on the last 20 episodes. Okay, and Anna's perspective on the show. So Anna has separated from the family some time ago, and she's a lawyer, and so she went through law school and all of this stuff, and she put herself through all of that, and she didn't have very much support from the family. And she thinks Madame Marie is a big fraud, and she thinks that what she's done to Sam is unforgivable. And, you know, you could argue that she's right in thinking that that's unforgivable. So she goes off and builds this whole life herself. And she has this fiancé guy, and she has this whole thing. And her relationship with Marie has always been very strained. But as the separation from the family goes on, like, her relationship to Kitty and Sam is getting more strained too. So, she keeps a distance where she can, but she can't help herself from sticking her aura in a bit. And she knows that Sam's taken over the show, and that's really concerning to her because she wants Sam to look after himself. And Madame Marie always said he shouldn't be anywhere near the show. He shouldn't be broadcasting. He shouldn't be live on air. So she's very opposed to him running this radio show. She didn't want him to be... She didn't want to make himself ill. So she's trying to intervene, and the methods that she uses for doing that are not great, but she tries to keep her distance, and she tries to maintain that, like, none of it's real, it's all fake, until she's on a drive in the middle of the night and finds this dog, the corpse of this dog, and it doesn't have any eyes, and that really freaks her out, and it really shakes her in a way that I don't think she expects it to. So she starts, like, hanging around. So Sam's health has been getting progressively worse. Even though he seems, like, a lot happier and, like, a lot less distant, he keeps, like, having these really extended periods where he's just kind of like present in a room, but there is nothing going on. He's just sat staring at a wall, totally unresponsive for hours and hours. And this really freaks Anna out, which I think is super understandable, to be fair to Anna. And she really doesn't want him to do the radio show because he has a particularly lengthy one of these on the day of the final episode. And she wakes up in the middle of the night and finds his bed empty, and he's gone down to the studio. And they go down into Madame Rue's office, and her immediate assumption is, oh my God, you know, Sam is somehow involved in this. And this is her knee-jerk response, because she's not really sure what's going on with him. That's what's going on from her perspective, and she just doesn't know how to handle the situation. She doesn't know what to do. None of it makes any sense, and she just really would like it to make sense, and it just won't. So she completely freaks out. And that's Anna's perspective on the situation. Okay, and before we go into our third and final recap of the show, I would like to tell you about this excellent audio drama called The Night Post. If you like spooky audio drama stuff, you will love their show. They're just fantastic, and the whole ambience of the show is wonderful. And I would highly recommend them. And we're going to play you a little trailer of their show now, which will give you a real sense of the feel. It's such an excellent trailer.
Hello there, citizen. You've lived in Guilt City for a while now. Maybe you've wondered, when you wake in the morning and retrieve the letters tucked neatly into your postbox, just where your mail comes from. It comes from the Night Post, of course. Those faithful couriers deliver it while you're sleeping. All the better that they stay out of sight and keep the unseemly strangeness that follows them out of our city, in the skelter where it belongs. Ahem. If, for some reason, you'd like to know more about Guilt City's conscripted couriers and the burden that chose them, their secret hopes and fears, the ancient, untamed threats that hound them on their nocturnal journeys, you have only to listen. The Night Post is a supernatural audio drama by an all-LGBT team, delivered weekly, in dead of night, to wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ah! It's such a great trailer every time I listen to it. The hairs go up on the back of my neck. It's so cool. God, no, it's just, they're really cool, so go check them out. They're available everywhere. There's links in the description to their website. So yes, please check them out. They're really good, and they're just building up to their season finale, which is coming out on the 5th of May, I believe. And yeah, so it's a great time to jump on board. I'm so excited to see where they go with the end of the season, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think they're planning a season two. They're going to take a break, a well-deserved break. But yes, that's The Night Post. So the final point of view from which I will be summarising Spirit Box Radio so far is from the point of view of Oliver the Florist, who has just been, you know, for a really long time, he's just been running this florist and minding his own business, keeping his head down, getting stuff done, and sending these, like, sardonic little notes to Madame Marie now and then, which aren't word for word just saying, I told you so, but are, in a lot of ways, just him saying, I told you so, in increasingly fantastical ways. We love Oliver. He's a little shit. Anyway, that's what he's been doing. And then Sam shows up uninvited to his shop, and Oliver is like, well, who is this person? Why does he have this rose? Oh God. And the rose obviously doesn't do the best stuff to Oliver. He sort of collapses onto his side, and he's like, well, it's kind of strange that it's not killing this weird little guy who's come into my shop. And he's extremely intrigued by Sam. He makes Sam a lovely bouquet a few weeks later when Sam visits again. And he's sort of perplexed as to why Sam came back. But he does, and Oliver's quite glad that he does, I think. So he doesn't really know anything that's been going on. All he knows is Marie is gone and he's pretty sure she's dead. And this guy has showed up at his shop and he's like, well, isn't he fascinating? Because he's not the best at understanding his own emotions. And that's the show so far from the perspective of Oliver the Florist. Tantalizingly slim on extra details, I know. But in all seriousness, a very quick roundup of the show. We're going to try and do it in 1 minute, like where I'm going to attempt to summarize the whole show in 1 minute, just like in general. And that will be the end of the episode. Okay, are we ready? I'm not ready. But we're going to go for it anyway. Let's start the clock now. Okay, so Sam takes over the show because Madame Marie has gone missing and he doesn't know where she's gone. But he gets this weird letter that he assumes is from one of the faithful listeners. Not the faithful listeners, from one of the loyal assistants, but he quickly assumes that it is not in fact from them, but it is a forgery. And several weeks pass and he's getting all of these strange letters and messages and he's not really thinking very much of it, but he's pretty sure that Madame Marie will be back any minute. And his sister Kitty has been off investigating this impossible house on the behalf of Madame Marie, and it's the last request that Madame Marie made that she do before she went missing. So it's clearly very important, but Sam can't see why it's important and he just doesn't want Kitty to put herself at risk. His other sister Anna keeps meddling in things and she really doesn't think that he should be hosting the radio show, but he really wants to carry on hosting the radio show because he's found it really beneficial to his psyche and general well-being. And this is until the very last minute where they go down into the cellar and they find Madame Marie's body and it turns out he's the heir apparent and it's all actually really scary and weird. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that was really intense and I don't know if I did a good job. I think saying faithful listeners instead of loyal assistants really threw me. I wanted to get some of the details in, you know, like about the cats. But there you are. There's a minute long summary of Spirit Box Radio up to episode 20. All right. We'll be back next week with episode 21. It's happening. Finally, it's happening. And yeah, that's going to be really cool. Don't forget to check out the Night Post. It's really cool. So check them out. Links are in the description for them. And remember, guys, to stay spooky. And Sam will be speaking to you next week. And this is the last you'll hear from me for a good many months. Anyway, for now, stay spooky, guys.
Get spooky.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.